North Korea's new leader may cut his teeth on the Christians. The global church celebrates millennium growth in Cape Town, and deadly storms in South Asia leave thousands underwater. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A dynastic succession of power is underway in North Korea. The newly promoted Kim Jong-un has made prominent appearances alongside his father, ailing leader Kim Jong-il. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton sums it up this way.
A part of this succession is creating the mythology to go with the character.
Part of the problem is that Kim Jong-un is untried as a leader. The North Korean government needs to establish his persona as a powerful leader and a great warrior. In speaking to Voice of the Martyrs partners working with North Korean believers, Nettleton says they're not optimistic about what this will mean for freedom.
In the short term, look for aggressive action from North Korea on the international stage, but they said that also could happen internally with arresting those perceived to be opponents.
Elsewhere, flooding claimed parts of Bangladesh and its neighbor Manipur, India. In Bangladesh, nearly 500,000 are homeless, living in shelters, waiting for the water to subside. In Manipur, India, floods damaged several Gospel for Asia-supported churches and Bridge of Hope centers. GFA's Compassion Services teams are there to reach out to the people with practical help and the hope of Jesus. Most importantly, the teams are taking time to listen and pray with the people. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of mission leaders kicked off the third Lausanne Congress for World Evangelism last night. HCJB Global's Wayne Peterson was there.
Poverty, HIV, AIDS, other faiths, persecution of believers are the themes for the third Lausanne Conference, this time being held in Cape Town, South Africa. 4,500 leaders for evangelism around the world are gathered to consider the issues associated with presenting the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. The sad part of the gathering, some 230 delegates from China were not allowed to leave China. When they came to the airport to leave for the Lausanne Conference, they were denied exit, and their passports and luggage were confiscated. The sessions opened with the delegates Sunday night. Monday's focus is on Asia, and Monday's focus is also on apologetics, making the case for truth in a pluralistic society. Monday evening will be focusing on the suffering church and religious freedom for Christians around the world. Since the focus of the Lausanne Conference is on proclaiming the gospel of Christ in some of the least reached parts of the world.
We'll have coverage all week long right here on MNN. Next, while the unregistered church in China faces opposition, a United States-based ministry is called to help the registered church in China. Jonathan Brooks, president of Bibles for China, a ministry of Voice of China in Asia, says,
there's been quite a few biases against the registered church in China, so it's automatically become a neglected mission field. But we've been able to go in and operate openly and legally.
They're going into rural China. BFC's Kurt Rovenstein describes what he means by openness.
It doesn't mean we're going out on the streets, corners, and giving Bibles to every person that goes by. But we're doing it without any fear because we have followed the appropriate protocol for that particular community. Can problems arise if we don't follow protocol? Absolutely.
And corruption and embezzlement are common among development organizations in Burkina Faso. For this reason, it's unusual for organizations like Compassion International to earn the trust of local Muslim people. Unusual, but not impossible. Compassion partners with local churches to do ministry, and the people know that the church stands for godliness and integrity. Pray these people will know the holiness and mercy of the one true God and choose to follow Him. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic. Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Wadani. Get your copy of The Jungle Pilot at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.